Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me.
Give up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Come on, come on. Open up your mouth and worship Him right now.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Whatever it is, come on. Cast every care, every fear. Cast it out of the sea right now, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord, we thank you for keeping us, amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we thank you that we're able, because you're able to do all things but fail. Oh, Father God, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness, amen. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. We bow before you. We enter to your gates with thanksgiving. We enter to your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, known and unknown sins. Sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now. We can't stop, and we shall be good as washing, and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is done, oh God, that you created us a clean heart, that you renewed the right spirit within us right now, that you did not take your Holy Spirit away from us, oh God, but you restored us to the joy by the salvation. Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask that you purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've blessed us with in peace, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask, oh Lord, what is it that you will have for us to do, oh God? Lord, we come believing on today. But Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, help us with our unbelief, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone. Oh Lord, we praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah 22 and 22 to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we would be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we could be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and will for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 14 and 14, to God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come against every attack of the enemy against our lives and those in our family right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, let your power surround us right now. Let your high-ranking angels locate us right now and stand guard around us and protect us from wherever there's any attack right now or situation that poses a threat against us, our family, our children, intervene divinely right now, Lord, and preserve us, oh God, and protect our lives and our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your protection and your strengthening right now and your deliverance, amen. We know, Heavenly Father, that deliverance is only available in Christ Jesus to those that believe, amen. So even right now, as we believe, oh God, that your deliverance manifests, deliver us from everything that poses a threat to our lives and those in our family, and strengthen us, oh God, even if we feel like we cannot, oh God, go on anymore, oh Lord, release strength, oh God, right now, or when we feel like we are tired and cannot go, oh, hallelujah, go on, release your strength right now, God, so that we can keep on going, oh Lord. And we thank you, oh God, that you're faithful to reassure and release the grace over us right now, to trust you and to know that you are that you will surely come through for us and protect us in all our ways from the evil ones. Wherever there is any attack or trap of the enemy that is launched against us, those in our family, oh God, protect us, oh God, and keep us going, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, oh God, that your protection is being released around us right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for your heavenly protection, divine protection from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and we are protected, amen. Oh Lord, we decree and declare that, hallelujah, whatever we face up, we are protected, hallelujah. And we shall come out shining. We shall live and hallelujah, see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves on today. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. Make your residence in us, amen. Lead and guide us, instruct us in the way that we should go. Let us receive divine directions and instructions from our Heavenly Father that we will truly be blessed and do the will of God. So we bind our will to the will of God and our mind to the mind of Christ. Oh Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God in heaven, we are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, and touch, or taste of God, but and we are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your spirit and your word, and we know your voice, oh God. And we hear your voice, and we refuse to follow strangers, according to John 10 and 27. Amen. Our seed is mighty upon the earth, according to Psalm 112 and 2. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand our territories and fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power. Amen. We ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. And we commit all that we, hallelujah, we are to you. Amen. That your perfect will be done through us. Hallelujah. We ask that you help us to see from our own labor that we do so by faith. Amen. We ask that you cause us to enter your rest right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask to release our warring and ministering angels of the minister and warn our behalf. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill us, oh God. We ask you to fill us, oh God. Fill your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. My Lord, my God, help us to bear the cross you prepared for us and help those in our family, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts through your word. We ask that you prepare us with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask you to take out of us and add to us and do to us anything you want, oh God, for we belong to you. We do not belong to ourselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that your word be read, oh God, be engrafted in us and become part of us, spirit, mind, will, and emotion. Amen. We decree and apply by your power that you are helping us and causing us to be bold, doubtless, fearless, confident, and trepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true. Hallelujah, Lord, for your name's sake. We ask you to deliver us and those in our family where we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help, oh Lord. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to help us, oh God, not to be the accuser of the brethren, oh God, but to teach others in gentleness and to be a helping season to edify, to exhort us and comfort others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask for your love and grace for others and grace for you, Lord God. We ask for your help and your love and grace in us. Grow and be administered to others by your spirit in us. To manifest your presence in and through us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we release all things into your hands, and we commit ourselves unto you, trusting you, Lord God. We ask for your help, oh God, that you would give us the word that you want us to give to us. Amen. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. We ask you, oh God, hallelujah, to release kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long-suffering and self-control to flow over in and through our lives. Amen. We ask you to fashion our heart like yours, that your fruit will abound in the hallelujah and through us to others. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you, Father, for eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. Amen. We ask for speaking to do your perfect will in this life for you, for us, and for our family, oh Lord. We ask you to guard us and our family, amen, and loved ones with many angels, and that they manifest as needed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts and ways. We ask that, hallelujah, we may prosper in what we put our hands to do for you, Lord God. We ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask our heart like the rose. We broke the maturity to walk in it, hallelujah, to the fullest with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Every Father, we decree and declare your faithfulness to the heavens and your loving kindness and tender mercy anew every morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Every Father, we ask that our minds will be emotions of do not deceive us and hear your voice and be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut up and open any doors that need to be opened up in the spiritual and natural realms. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to us of those in our family, all that we love and all that we have and will have. Our house, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our workplaces, schools, and finances. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23, that you would give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, we pray that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of the calling of Jesus Christ and the riches of the glory of Jesus Christ inherited in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power with you, hallelujah, used to raise Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age which is to come. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, we receive right now. Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you would just sing your word, oh God, and we shall be healed. That our mothers shall be healed, that our fathers shall be healed, that our children shall be healed, that our brothers and sisters and our aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews near and far, our friends and hallelujah, loved ones will be healed, amen. Oh Lord, let peace come and be healed. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The long ourselves in peace for our Jesus Christ. We are a saint of God and a child of God. Hallelujah. We have a covenant with God. Our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessings. Amen. We walk in the covenant all the days of our life. Amen. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. And we endorse the long prosperity, peace, and safety all the days of our lives. And we will walk in covenant. Amen. We will be faithful to the covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, we have a covenant of love, peace, and prosperity in our lives. Hallelujah. And we receive it by faith right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say, oh, Father God, again, thank you for that. Bless us, Lord. And you multiply, oh God, multiply us, oh God. As you stand, as you preach, Lord, as you bless us. Let the fruit of my body be blessed, and God, let all the fruit of my labor be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us be blessed and blessed for now. Blessed when we lay down and blessed when we rise up again. Let our pastor and poor house be blessed for now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us be blessed and blessed for the field. Now we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us win, let the many nations and not small. We decree that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you made us the head and not the tail of top and not the knee. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, amen. Just the Holy Spirit upon us. Go with the robe of righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. And we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And welcome richly in our home, and we thank you for it. We put on this right now the full armor of God, amen. And we decree to stand the full armor of God. It covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, amen. We thank the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery thought of the enemy that's in our way down or in the future. And we thank the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we declare the grand victory on them. And the gates of hell cannot, shall not, and will not prevail against them. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We declare and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. That the joy of the Lord is our strength, amen. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you, Father God, that you bless this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you uprooted the work of the enemy, amen. You purged the wicked out the land. And we go in faith on today. And Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ, for the name, oh Lord, bless us in our going and coming on. Let us receive God's grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no secrets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of God. With the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over us right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, and those our family members and loved ones may take on today. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, like everywhere our feet may tread, the hands we lay. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree the type of blood of Jesus Christ of naturally covers us, protects us, and heals us, and redeems us, and sanctifies us, and makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against the judgment, you shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for life. Life in the blood. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is well with us and our home. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth his protection. We have protection and provision of God. God is our refuge, our fortress. We're not afraid of a stand of folly nor evil. Shall befall us, no plan shall come nigh to us. God has given his angels charge over us, and they are bearing us up right now in their hands. Which we dash our foot against the stone, as a prayer of Psalm 91. 1 Peter 2 and 9 establishes that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, called out of darkness, and we just want to say thank you. And we receive it all right now by faith. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh, Lord, that you increase our faith even right now, even more. That we may receive, amen, all the temptations for our lives for such a time as this. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things with fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God, let the well and us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thank you. The God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Glory to
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless the holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome back this morning. We thank God we're still here. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Minister Vern. Welcome back. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. I just want to tell you that on last week when you prayed for me, I had a peaceful day at work. Everything
Amen.
Went smoothly. And then yesterday I had another very, very peaceful day at my other job. And I'm just thanking God for peace today.
Thank you, Lord.
We need that peace. You know, we cannot go forth and do what God would have us to do when we are tied up in stress. Amen. The enemy, he comes to oppress us and attack us, and we have to pray that off of us. And I just thank God for you. I know that you have a lot of love for us to touch and agree with us every morning, and I feel the love. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, we thank God for his peace. Oh, glory. It's nothing like the peace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sharing the testimony. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Minister Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. And welcome. And you and God and Sister Dawes, God bless you both. And welcome. How y'all doing this morning?
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank
Amen.
God for another day, for another chance for us to be here on the line. And yes, and Doris is on the line this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Welcome, Sister Doris. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. So glad to be on the line with the prayer warriors this morning.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, glory to God. Well, God bless you both. So good to hear y'all both on the line this morning. Praying you have a blessed day going on to work, and may God use you. Amen. We have been called.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Twan is out on the line this morning. We just lift her up and pray that all is well with her. She's normally on the line. I'll try her after we get off the call this morning. But I thank you all for being on the line this morning, touching in the green. Hallelujah. And all is well with
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pushing through. Just thanking God for another day and another opportunity to be in the land of the living, amen, when it could have been, should have been, but God has truly kept us and not taking anything. And thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. This morning, our scripture is coming out the book of Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 50. Again, that's Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 through 50. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 through 50, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to the shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. My Lord, my God. Again, that's Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 through 50. When we look at the scripture this morning, Jesus tells a parable of the hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl merchant and the parable of the fishing net. In these scriptures, the kingdom of heaven is more valuable than anything else we can have, and a person must be willing to give up everything to obtain it. The man who discovered the treasure hidden in the field stumbled upon it by accident, but knew it was valuable when he found it. Amen. Although the transaction cost the man everything, he paid nothing for the priceless treasure itself. Now, it came free with the field. Nothing is more precious than the kingdom of heaven, yet God gives it to us as a gift. Hallelujah. The parable of the dragnet, the fishing net, has the same meaning as the parable of the wheat and tares. Now, we are to obey God and tell others about his grace and goodness. Amen. But we cannot dictate who is part of the kingdom of heaven and who is not. This sorting will be done at the last judgment by those who are infinitely more qualified than we are. Hallelujah. We thank God for his mercy and grace. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning, for we know it is forever established in heaven. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If you have a prayer petition, or if your prayers already went forward, just say amen. Minister Lloyd Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I'm asking for prayer for a co-worker that I met about 4 or 5 months ago at my job. He's really going through a situation. Just to tell you briefly what happened was over the weekend, his wife and his boys were riding in the car, and a gentleman accused them of cutting her off, jumped out of his car, pounded on the window, and called her out of her name, called her a female dog. And he's retired from the military, and he does security at our job, and he's trying to let the authorities handle it instead of taking matters into his own hands. So I want to pray especially for him and his family. They were shook up by the incident. And this man was white. This was racist, what he said to her and what he did. And that was totally unnecessary. And he was telling me that it was just the grace of God that he pulled out of the situation. He said that she did not want to turn away from him because she didn't want him to bust the window and hurt her and the boys. And he said that she had the concealed carry class, but her revolver was in her purse, and she didn't want to reach for the purse, and he tried to hurt one of the boys. So he's retired from the military, and he said he's taking everything in him to not to turn the other cheek, not to take matters into his own hands. So we're just praying that. I'm praying for him. You know, I know this is a heavy weight on him, and I'm just believing God that he will let the authorities handle it.
Yes, let us pray. Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, we come, O God, believing and trusting you for a mighty move in the life of your son concerning the incident, O God, that happened to his family. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name right now, God, as we come believing, oh God, that your peace will rest upon and in your son right now. That peace will come and be still, oh God, that he will surrender all over to you, Father God, knowing that vengeance is yours, said the Lord, oh God. Oh Lord, and we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that your hedge of protection be around his mind and thoughts, oh God, that his thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto you, Father God. Oh Lord, help him to keep his mind stayed on you, that you will keep him in perfect peace, oh God. Lord, I pray that you will help him, oh God, to overcome, oh God, every obstacle, every way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now, that is speaking to him, that he shall do no evil. Amen. That he will resist the devil and he shall flee. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask for God for our favor in thy sight, oh Lord. Amen. And with mankind and with the authorities, oh God, that they will do all that they're supposed to do, oh God. withholding nothing back, amen. And Lord, I pray that you'll be the strength of your son, amen. Oh, Lord, that you will strengthen their family, oh God, and restore the hope, amen. Restore the joy to the family, amen. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare by faith that it is so. We decree and declare, turn around in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the name
of and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name.
Thank you.
We bless
thank
your holy
you,
name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you, Minister Warren. And we thank
yes,
God for
Lord.
You. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Kim and Sister Doris, I'm not sure if you all can speak right now, but it's both. For your prayer petition, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, Doris.
Okay. Yes, I like for us to pray that God continue to order our steps, that God continues to enlarge our territories.
Yes,
and I want us to continue to pray for peace in people minds. Folks are so on edge now. This election got people so torn up, and so I'm just praying for the peace of God over people minds. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. We
yes,
thank you, Lord God, for your peace. Amen. As we come, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we touch and agree with our combined faith, oh God, that you would just move mighty in the land, oh God, and peace come
in
upon the
land,
oh God. Peace will come, oh God, oh Lord, to the life of your children, oh God, and let your hedge of protection be around us, amen. In the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus
Lord,
Christ,
in the name of Jesus.
Oh Lord, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh Lord, let
yes,
the wicked,
Lord,
of all be cursed on the land,
Lord,
oh God, amen. Let their works come to nothing, oh God,
amen.
That anyone, hallelujah,
in the name
not
of
the enemy to cause destruction, oh God, to cause hurt, harm or danger to your children. Let them be
yes.
cut down and pushed back right now. In
right
the mighty name
Lord,
of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
Lord, order our steps,
in
oh God, and be blessed, oh God, and be kept in safety. Amen. Oh Lord, enlarge our territory,
yes,
oh God, even the more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
yes,
Christ,
Lord,
oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare that we are blessed of the Lord. Amen. And that we have favor
yes,
with God. Amen.
Lord.
That you, oh God, hear our
amen.
Prayers. Well, not just hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers. Amen. And we just
yes,
want to say
Lord,
thank you.
You.
We declare and declare the goodness
you,
of the Lord. We shall live and not die. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And we're prospering
yes.
on every
Hallelujah.
Side. And we thank you for, Lord, that we can receive
thank
it
you,
even
Lord.
Right now because we have faith to.
Right
and we
now.
Thank you, Lord God, for increasing our faith the more this morning, oh God. And Lord, I pray that you would just
yes,
continue
Lord.
To strengthen
thank
and bless your daughter Doris, oh God, that you will keep her in all that
thank
she loves and concerns about in perfect peace. And it's in Jesus
yes,
Christ's holy name we pray
in
we receive
Jesus
the peace of God. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, God bless you. We love you.
Jesus.
We thank God for you.
Love you too, baby.
Amen.
Love you too.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Go ahead.
Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, I just want to touch and agree with each prayer that has went forward. And
amen.
I just want to say, you know, I'm just, you know, praying with you all, with that family, with
yes.
that altercation on the road. And I just
yes.
thank God for my grandmother from years ago that never even drove, never drove a car. And just from years and years ago, from her wisdom and her knowledge that she imparted into me to tell me to be careful on the road because we don't know what's on the minds of those, you know, people in those cars
mm-hmm.
and stuff. You know, just, I mean, it's just so dangerous because sometimes, I mean, you know, people just, you don't know what's on their mind and because
yep.
of rage and dislike because of the color
yeah.
of a person's skin,
yeah.
it's just so unimaginable that
yes,
we as black people have to continue to deal with racism.
Yes.
And I mean, not just black people, but I know that we have been through more racism than anyone.
Yes.
And so, and people, other people always seem to get on our coattail when it comes to us fighting for what we believe, and they'll mm-hmm. when they start saying, and I'm not going to be long, and just start saying, you know, black and brown people, where there is nobody else fighting for the black people. So we have to continue to fight and pray for ourselves. So thank you for the prayers, and everybody be careful. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We thank God. Amen. We decree the covered blood of Jesus Christ covers us. Amen. It protects us. Hallelujah. And we just trust in God even the more. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Ken. We love you. Thank God for you. At this time, I'm going to close the body prayer. We want to continue to lift up our families. Amen. Hallelujah. As we're on the road, you know, just God's protection around us to keep us. They will hide us. We decree in the cross, Psalm 91. Amen. Over our families and loved ones. Amen. And all that we love is concerned about. Thank you, Lord God. And we believe it. I just pray, God, increase our faith even the more that we can receive everything God has said and everything that is already done. And Jesus, I mean, he left nothing undone. He said it is finished. So we receive the finished work in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for answered prayers, oh God. We thank you, Jehovah Shalom, for your peace right now. We thank you, Jehovah Sabaoth, that you're going before us, fighting every battle, uprooting every way of the wicked one and their plots, plans, and agendas. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jehovah, God, with it. All our needs are met, amen. We thank you, Lord God, Jehovah Rapha, that we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare you to be the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. Amen. We decree and declare that joy has been restored and hope has been restored. Amen. Our health has been restored. Our finances, our relationships, our homes, our jobs, our ministries that you've given us, our employment has been restored. Our marriages have been restored. Our relationships with our children and our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, all that we have, we decree and declare restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that there shall be no more setbacks. Amen. No more delays. No more missed opportunities. We will not miss out. We will not be counted out because of the color of our skin. Amen. We will not be counted out because of the lack of education, of whatever it may be. We decree and declare we are the righteous of the God. We are children of God. Amen. We're the co-heirs of the kingdom of God. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you for it. Father God in heaven, we thank you for victory and breakthrough today. We thank you, Lord God, that the power in the name of Jesus Christ will be released. And we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing will be released. The anointing and the power of breakthrough. The anointing and the power of deliverance. The anointing and the power that will take us to another level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brother God in heaven, we pray that even as these prayers go out, let the power that would affect these changes go out and affect the change of in the life of God, the life of your sons and daughters. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We lift up this morning our children, our grandchildren. We lift up and we pray for this day, oh God, my mother Carol and her sister Connie Northern, amen. I ain't Vera, and I ain't Bernstein, I ain't Classy, and I ain't Elijah Jane, oh God. And their children, grandchildren, children's children, amen. Hallelujah. Look at my cousin Bonnie, amen. Hallelujah. My cousin Sean Denise out today. Our brothers and sisters, oh God. Hallelujah. My husband, Doris, amen, and our children, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Our in-laws, oh God. We lift up our families. And Lord, we ask that your hedge of protection be around them and keep them, oh God. We pray for their minds, our minds of today. We decree and declare deliverance from every stronghold, soul tie, messenger, Satan. We decree and declare deliverance from depression, oppression, fear, and worry, anxiety, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, of viruses of any kind, known and unknown to men. We decree and declare the deliverance of today. Amen. Hallelujah. And the spirit of destruction, homosexual spirits, fighting spirits, manipulating, controlling, lying, spirit of jealousy, spirit of unbelief right now. And we decree and declare their deliverance on today. They're healed, delivered, set free, and blessed by you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we decree and declare all this well with us. And your blessings are running us down and taking us over. We thank you for it, Lord. Oh, God, surprise us on today with our goodness and our favor, God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We walk expecting. Amen. We walk in expectation on today because we trust you, Father God. In it all and for it all, because you are able to do all things with me. And we thank you for it. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. That God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Praise your Father God.
Glory,
amen. At this time, if
thank
you have anything
you'd
like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. We'll release the pastor's blessing. Minister Lynn Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Yeah, his name is Joe, and his wife's name is Vashanda. So
amen.
Just keep them lifted up in prayer. And I receive the prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been witnessing to him. Amen. And
amen.
He's a babe in Christ, but God is able.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Kim and Sister Doris, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And amen. God bless you both. God keep you, God. And we just thank God for it. We thank God for turnaround. We serve a God who turn around. So we decree and declare, turnaround has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At this time, I release the pastor's blessing. And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that you are a child of God, that the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, has redeemed you. Amen. Do not allow the prince of darkness to condemn you, for you have been justified by Jesus' blood. Amen. Sanctified and set apart, made holy and honored as a part of the bride of Christ. Rejoice that your redemption is here and that Jesus is the Lord of your life. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. The victory is already won. Just receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna
hear
you
say, well.
one time. That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya
one time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.